5.
I just found out I'm having a baby, and the one person I'm looking to for advice is our local meteorologist. Let me explain. Because, really, there's nothing you can do to control the weather, right? You can do your best. You can look at all the signs, the forecast. You can model what's happened in the past. Still, there's no way to track what's going to happen with you, just like having a baby. For one, I don't worry about the whole gender reveal thing because no matter what, we're going to have weather. It's got to be doing something out there, right? It's going to be a baby. And like the day-to-day forecast seems manageable. Is the weather going to be sunny? Is it going to be cloudy? Sure, I can handle that. There are four seasons where I live, so I know there's going to be some variety. Early on, I know to expect some showers and thundering storms in spring. Later, I'll plan for some frigid weather as they get older and start to freeze you out. And eventually, summer rolls around again, and I can hope we're back to being sunny and warm with each other. What I'm worried about is the stuff in between. Am I going to end up with torrential rainstorms? Am I going to birth a tornado? Might I even have some sort of strange meteorological event like raining frogs or golf ball-sized hail or one of those bomb cyclones or other events I think they invented in the last 10 years to make the weather sound impressive? Because I just can't know what's going to happen. Somehow, I wonder if the fancy weatherman school and all the models and forecasts and scientific data out there, is it any better than what's gathered in the Farmer's Almanac with hundreds of years of folksy wisdom and things only your elders and ancestors could tell? Is that any better than the weather report? Maybe I'll start by calling my mom.